January 27th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am your eternal Father. Holy boldness is part of the personality of this mission. That is what supported you amidst grave persecution. It is supporting the ministry now with capable servants who choose to serve me in important ways, great and small. The treasure of these messages will be found by future generations who abide in the truth. Truth has always been the foundation of these apparitions and these messages. I pulled all of this together to help souls discover the truth. All who come searching here are given the truth. Some accept it, others do not. It is always up to free will to discover the truth and to accept it. These days, it is in vogue to compose a new truth, a truth which counters my commandments. It is more popular to please self than to please me. I desire to give each soul a love for my commandments. In this love is true obedience of the heart. Notice I say true obedience, which comes from the heart. It is not a false obedience, just for obedience' sake. I wish to give each soul a hatred for sin. The soul who is given this gift to abhor sin, allows me to fill his heart with holy and divine love. This is the essence of holiness. Trust that I am using these messages and this prayer site to draw souls away from the world and deep into personal holiness. Always pray to love me more. I am listening. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.